6 Mishnah 2. A man can't go out on Shabbos besandal hamasumar, with a nailed sandal. Now this is also a very specific restriction that happened. What happened was there was a story that they were hiding in the caves, in a cave, the time of the Romans, and they heard a noise and they panicked. They thought the Romans were coming to kill them, and there was a stampede. And these nailed sandals, what they were was you had your wooden bottom and your leather top, and they were nailed together, but the nails came through the bottom and they came out of the bottom. So there were actually a bit of nail sticking out the bottom. And because they were wearing these, they stampeded over one another, and there were a lot of people killed that day. And so the rabbis instituted a special decree that a person can't wear these nailed sandals on Shabbos, because the incident happened on Shabbos, they say. So that was a completely separate decree that happened because of a special incident. Person can't wear one shoe if he doesn't have a wound on his foot. So to go out into the public domain wearing one shoe, and the reason being is that it brings over here that people might think, where's your other shoe? You're carrying it under your arm or somewhere. So it's actually a din of almost like a Morris iron, you know, it doesn't, people, we worry what people think. Well, but tefillin and nor with tefillin, we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, and therefore they are considered a load if you wore your tefillin outside. Also, not with an amulet. An amulet was a parchment that had special prayers written on it, and they used to wear them for a refuah, to get well. So if the amulet wasn't written by an expert, so then a person's not so worried about it. He doesn't rely on it so much. He might take it off. But if it's written by an expert, then we say that the person takes it seriously and he's not going to take it off. These amulets we don't have today. Velobishirion, not with a coat of mail, a metal, you know, soldiers, a metal garment that they used to wear, can't go out with that in the public domain. Velobakasta, also not with an iron helmet that the soldier used to wear. Velobemagafim, and not with metal boots. So those three things apply to soldiers. They can't go out in the coat of mail with their metal war boots on and their metal helmet. The imyatza and all of these things, if they do go out, enochav chattis, the person would not obligated to bring a sin offering, and the reason being that these are again all forbidden by rabbinic decree. By Torah law, you would be able to go into the public domain with any of these things, but not by rabbinic decree.